This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back, one and all. No matter where you are on the fruited plain, it is always a pleasure being with you. Sitting in for Joe Messina at Realside Radio. You can find us at joemessina.com. He will be back again tomorrow night. If you'd like to join us in this second hour, there's a lot of stuff I'm about to talk about, and some stuff is about to go down right now as we're speaking. You can give us a phone call and talk about it. 855-732-5563, 855-REAL-JOE. I'm Whiskey Dave. What's about to go down? Well, I told you, I was up until about 2:30 morning this morning watching the situation over at UCLA, where I was at a few days ago at a counter rally in the quad there. And according to my source here, riot police with the LAPD, the LA Sheriff's Department, and the CHP are preparing to storm the UCLA pro-Hamas encampment any minute, with officers reportedly beginning to don their gas masks. Stuff is about to go down, and I'm telling you right now, last night I think was just part one. Hope you're getting your popcorn ready, because this is going to be round two of the crackdown, and it should be getting quite good. Here's the thing, and I was talking about this at the beginning of the last hour. If you're just joining us tonight, I'll repeat partly what I went through. This entire effort by the student radicals that we're seeing all across the nation now, in many smaller schools, we're seeing them in schools where they're not making much news. We're seeing them in big schools where they're making a lot of news, like Columbia and UCLA. George Soros is paving and really paying for student radicals who are fueling this nationwide explosion of these Israel-hating protesters. They're violent as well. I was there. I was in front of them. We were screaming at each other for a little bit. I personally have been to so many of these rallies over the years that I'm not as energetic as these rallies as I once were. But I'll tell you something right now. If I was 20 years old, if I was one of my son's age, and I was in college right now, and this was happening, I would have been there last night. Absolutely 100%. In my mid-50s, probably not. But at 20-something, you get in the mix. Because we know what has happened is that George Soros and his hard-left acolytes are paying these agitators who are fueling this explosion of radical anti-Israel protests at some of these incredible institutions of higher learning. And these protests, which began a couple of weeks ago, they started a couple weeks ago when the students took over Columbia, and we saw what happened to them last night. They shut them down. Many of those kids were arrested. Over 100 were arrested, although I'm sure in the state of New York they're walking the streets today. But it's mushroomed nationwide. And these copycat tent cities have been set up at colleges all over the country. And isn't it so convenient that the tents are all the same color, the posters are all the same color, the chants are all exactly the same? And the reason is because this parent organization, SJP. SJP is the socialist, the Social Justice for Palestine, I think it's what it's called. The students, I'm sorry, for Justice in Palestine. These are paid for and given money. The agitators are going to these universities and starting up with the students there who don't know what they're doing. They're 20 years old. They're stupid. Their minds are absolute mush. They're feeling angry because there is a subjugated party, and they're actually standing up. And I bet you 100 to 1 that many of these kids that are in these encampments right now, in 5 and 10 years, maybe in a year from now, are going to look back and they actually stood up for Hamas. They actually stood up for Hamas? Well, the SJP parent organization has funded, they've been funded by a network of nonprofits, ultimately funded by, among others, Soros, the billionaire left-wing investor that is funding these crazy attorney generals that are destroying our cities from within. This man is literally trying to destroy us from within. And the protests that are being encouraged by these paid radicals who are paid thousands of dollars, they go from city to city, from event to event. And they are, quote unquote, fellows of a Soros-funded group called the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. And they're paid a few thousand dollars. USCPR provided up to $7,800 for its community-based fellows and between $2,880 and $3,660 for its campus-based fellows in return for spending 8 hours a week organizing campaigns led by Palestinian organizations. They're trained to rise up and to revolution. And these groups have received $300,000 for Soros and $355,000 from the Rockefeller Brothers Fund since 2019. These are paid agitators, and they're getting mind-numb, brain-mush students who don't know their geopolitics. And if you are a student that is Jewish at any of these universities today, you are scared to death. It is beyond anything like I've ever seen. George Soros. The man should be deported or put in jail. We'll be back here after the break. You want to join us? You got a thought? You disagree with me? You let me know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. At the Joe Messina Show, we'll be right back after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right. right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Snap out of it, America. You've been had. You've been bamboozled. This stuff going on at our colleges is not just a group of innocent students that are trying to protect the good people of Palestine. This is paid for. This is sponsored by. This is absolutely 100% implemented by those that want to destroy America and destroy Israel. Well, there may be some good news happening right now. There may be some good news happening right now. If you watch what happened last night at UCLA, and well, I shouldn't say last night, this morning, in the very early hours of the morning, and I was sitting on the edge of my bed with popcorn, smiling, apparently the storming of the pro-Hamas encampment at UCLA now appears imminent. Hundreds of LAPD, SD, that's the Sheriff's Department, and CHP officers have now arrived at the lawn right next to the encampment wearing rioting gear and armed with crowd control measures. About approximately 2 hours ago,
They announced, UCLA police announced via loudspeaker that the encampment was now considered unlawful and they must immediately disperse or they will be removed, which caused the pro-Hamas supporters and demonstrators to begin reinforcing those makeshift walls that the counter-protesters were trying to take down last night by using more barricades, nails, and zip ties. This is happening right now at UCLA, folks. So hopefully we will be seeing something this evening whereby they take this encampment down. This is illegal. This is against UCLA policy. I don't know why UCLA has allowed for this to stand. This is absolutely 100% the fault of UCLA and the leftist administration and professors that thought that maybe if they just were nice to them, that they will go away. And what they have done is absolutely made life for the students whose many parents are spending tens of thousands of dollars a semester to get educated so they can go out and do something with their lives, to feel under attack. If you're Jewish, you've been blocked out by going into classes and by going into buildings. This is 100%, absolutely 100% anti-Semitic. The violence among these pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli demonstrators started last night, right around midnight, about 11 p.m. actually, and there was no police. There was campus security were there, but they were just standing around with their thumbs up, you know what. And I watched for 3 hours, 2.5 hours maybe, there was zero police involved. And we saw punches thrown, we saw plywood thrown and taken down. The metal barricades were used as weapons. Fireworks went off near encampments. We saw people using anything that they could find to beat each other up, including skateboards, tear gas, bear spray were also used. And even when some external police departments began showing up a couple of hours later, around 1:30, they stood on the sidelines for another hour, basically for like 90 minutes. They just continued to hold their ground on the perimeter. By that point, I was asleep. I had to get up early for some meetings today. But by 3 a.m., accordingly, a heavy police presence led by the CHP officers, because they're state. This is a state, you know, that the LAPD really doesn't have much in the way of jurisdiction here. So it has to go through the state. So the California Highway Patrol officers was established, and they started slowly moving in to disperse the crowd, which had started to thin by that point. They all knew the police were there. UCLA's president, the office of the president, said there were 15 reported injuries, including one hospitalization. And they make a statement. In fact, you know, Gavin Newsom criticized the delayed law enforcement. And he, you know, the governor's office, he didn't say anything last night. But, you know, the governor's office came out with a statement this morning stating, "The law is clear. The right to free speech does not extend to inciting violence, vandalism, or lawlessness on campus. Those who engaged in illegal behavior must be held accountable for their actions, including through criminal prosecution, suspension, or expulsion," was the statement from Governor Newsom. Hope he didn't hurt his hair while he was writing that statement. Additionally, a statement from the spokesman from the governor said the limited and delayed campus law enforcement responses at UCLA last night was unacceptable and it demands answers. UC President Michael Drake is demanding a review on how the incident was handled. Interesting. You know, all of these people are the ones that are in power, and now they're demanding reviews. They are the ones that are in power. UC President Michael Drake said, "My office has requested a detailed accounting from the campus about what transpired in the early morning hours today, but some confusion remains. Therefore, we are also ordering an independent external review of both UCLA's planning and actions and the effectiveness of the mutual aid response. Such a review will help us address many immediate questions and also help guide us in possible future events." In other words, nothing's going to happen. Bureaucracies, committees, are going to have meetings. They're going to discuss it. They're going to clutch their pearls. They're going to say, oh, I'm feeling my so much shame about my school. But what are we going to do? Nothing. Because they allowed these protesters to sit on their campus for over a week. They took over a huge part of the campus, one of the most beautiful picturesque areas of the campus, and they did not do a thing. They got it to the point where these kids are sending demand letters that they want vegan food, they want moisturizer, they want zip ties and more plywood so they can defend themselves. Who the hell do these kids think they are? Many of them are not kids. Like I said, I was there on Sunday. We had a very peaceful, for the most part, counter-protest. And there were thousands of us there. We walked through walls of 18-year-old little face mask girls and boys screaming obscenities at us, as if they knew what the heck they were talking about. And we got there, we let them know how we felt, and I'm looking at these people, and they are zombies. Literally zombies, wearing keffiyehs. They didn't even know what that piece of garment was a month ago. And they certainly couldn't have picked out Gaza and Israel on a map, and they couldn't tell you what river and what sea, and they don't even know what that term means. They're screaming genocide. From the river to the sea means they want all Israel's dead and out. We got more coming up here after the break. You want to join the conversation? 855-REAL-JOE. Don't go away. Got more coming up here at Real Side Radio.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Senate Republicans condemning pro-Palestinian protests at universities nationwide. Senator Tom Cotton accused university leaders and President Biden of neglecting the issue, referring to the protests as hate-filled little Gazas on campuses.
These criminals are chanting eliminationist slogans like from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and globalize the Intifada.
He suggested that the Department of Education withhold federal funding from colleges that fail to protect the civil rights of Jewish students. An active shooter situation outside a Wisconsin middle school has ended after the threat was neutralized. Information comes from the Mount Horeb Area School District, west of Madison. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And welcome back, Realside Radio, and you all make my day by being with us tonight on a Wednesday, a beautiful Wednesday, no matter where you are across the country. We're all alive, and for the most part, I think we're all awake, and it's good to be with you, the good folks here at Realside Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Again, he will be back again tomorrow night. You want to join the conversation? We're talking about what's going on right now at the college campi around the country. I just read something. Northwestern professor whose school gave in to anti-Israel agitators is the son of the notorious terrorist radicals. You remember... Remember the guy that President Obama? See, I will refer to him as President Obama because he was president, not former President Obama, President Obama. And I think we should give the same respect to Trump, not former President Trump, President Trump. But I digress. Zayd Ayers-Dorn. You remember the name? Ayers-Dorn. Why does that sound familiar? Oh, yes. Zayd is the son of the former leaders of the radical terrorist group Weather Underground. Oh, you remember that? Yes, my goodness. Why are our institutions, the Department of Education, our schools, our college campuses, why are they all funded by these American rich Democrat donors and terrorist organizations? I don't get that. Bill Ayers was he basically took Obama under his wing. How do you think Obama became a quote-unquote community activist? These Weather Underground guys, they were blowing up. Somebody was killed, if I remember correctly, in the late 60s, early 70s, at different government buildings. They put bombs in mailboxes. Can you imagine? This is the guy that's running an institution of higher learning, Northwestern University. That's a good school. My oldest son, when he was applying to colleges 7 years ago, Northwestern was a great journalism school. That's what he originally wanted to go to school for. He changed his mind. Zayd Ayers-Dorn. He's a professor at Northwestern University. And this is the school that gave in to the anti-Israel agitators. These are the people that are teaching your kids, folks. How do they stand a chance? Well, some good news coming out of Congress, where very little good news comes from these days, is the House passed an Anti-Semitism Awareness Act today. The House voted to pass the
Anti-Semitism Awareness Act targeting anti-Semitism on college campuses. With bipartisan support, both sides of the aisle, the bill uses the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism to enforce federal anti-discrimination laws. I wonder if that's going to be applied to these pro-Hamas Jew haters that are encamped and ensconced in some of our colleges around the country. Now, there are some critics. They argue that the definition is too broad. It may censor political speech. But supporters claim it's essential for combating hate. I've said this to you before. I've said this to you many times. I've said this on my own my own outlets before over the years. Imagine just for a minute that these encampments were created by individuals that had an issue with a country in Africa or a country in Asia, or they had problems with a specific demographic of people in other parts of the world because they felt that they were subjugating others. And to that end, their biggest concern and their complaint was not a sovereign country like Israel, but let's call a sovereign country Zaire, okay? Kenya or something like this. And all of a sudden, hate crimes against black African Americans went through the roof. That blacks were not allowed to enter the buildings where they've paid tuition to be taught. They weren't allowed to enter their dorms where they've paid to live and eat. And everybody that was walking around you were wearing garb of those individuals that use that garb, that costume, that outfit when they were destroying you. They were killing you on video. And when they did kill people of your color, they would call their parents and record it and say how proud they are that they destroyed black families, that they raped black women. Do you think for a moment that any one institution, any college, never mind in America, in the world, would allow these encampments to continue? No, because racism trumps everything. Anti-Semitism, however, the Jews are going to be fine. All 16 million of them in the world, 0.02% of the population, are going to be fine. It's not like we've ever seen anything like a Holocaust in the last 80 years. I don't understand. Maybe you can tell me. I don't understand the cognitive dissonance that exists with people in institutes of higher learning that are supposedly smart. At the very least, they're academically smart. Maybe that's all they know is academics and theory and philosophy. But where is the disconnect between applying the ever so important rules for a civil society to live by, where you should not be able to attack trans, you should not be able to attack Arabs or Asians or blacks, but Jews, it's a gray area. I mean, after all, look what they've done in the Middle East. They took a piece of desert where they couldn't grow an apple, and they've turned it into the Garden of Eden. They took a piece of desert in a part of the world that people gave up on because nothing was happening. Their own homeland, 3,000 years ago, that was called Judea, Samaria, before Romans came in and called the area the Philistines, the original Arabs. There was no Palestinians. They didn't exist. Palestinians as a people do not exist. It's a country. And what did they do? They referred to them as Philistines as a jibe. Apparently, back in the day then, they weren't all that eager to work with others around them. And Egypt, and Jordan, and Syria, and Lebanon, and Saudi Arabia and Kuwait have kicked them all out. Why? Apparently, this is what they do. And I'm not saying all Palestinians do. But when you take a look at the polls in Palestine or the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, there's a huge majority in the 80 to 90% range that support Hamas. The very same terrorist group on October the 7th that went in and melted human bodies together in such a roaring fire that the individuals that were tasked with trying to identify the bodies had never seen anything like this before. There were bodies that were fused together, that were burned alive. Parents and their children, spines interwrapped. Who does that? What kind of human does that? And then celebrated by your own people in the streets of Gaza coming back. And celebrated by American college students who say that 10-7, the bad things that we heard about, oh, that didn't happen. They're freedom fighters. Israel got out of Gaza in 2007. Lock, stock, and barrel. Started in 2006. They gave up their own land. They had homes, Israelis, that were living there and have not been back since. And in almost 20 years, what have they done? Did they turn it into a port where they were getting all sorts of goods delivered from the world, and they started manufacturing goods and building factories and hospitals and universities? They could have become the Singapore of the Middle East. It's a beautiful strip of beach. Hotels, five-star resorts. What did they do? No. They took all the billions of dollars. They gave it to five guys that led, and they built tunnels so they can destroy Israel. We'll be back after the break. Don't go away. Real Side Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
An update for you here, Real Side Radio. UCLA, the pro-Palestinian protesters have at least tripled in size since LAPD issued the order to disperse. There is a mass police presence, and we're taking a look here that tensions are obviously extremely high, but for whatever reason, probably close to 1,000 other UCLA students. And keep in mind, folks, UCLA is a college with over 30,000 students. So it is still a vast, vast, vast minority of all of the students that go to school there. But a crowd of pro-Hamas supporters and demonstrators beyond the police barricades at UCLA are increasing. It's upwards of 1,000 people right now. This is when we're a sign of how a society dies. When you literally you indoctrinate your own youth using feelings and emotions that there is a victim and oppressor. They immediately go towards the victim without understanding history, without understanding geopolitics, without understanding facts as they actually exist. And they listen to these Svengalis, if you will, that have mind-melded these children and turned them into leftist agitprops that are, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say this, but creating havoc once again at UCLA. Maybe many of them are not UCLA students. We don't know. But many of them look young. They're all wearing face masks like they're suffering from COVID or some ridiculousness. We all know it's because they're cowards and they don't want to show their face. But the reality here is this. We're facing a situation whereby there's going to be some violent clashes tonight, tomorrow, whenever it will be that the police decide that they're going to stop what is an illegal occupation of a public university. These people are idiots, and I'll give you another reason why, not just because of the things that they say, the anti-Semitism and everything else, but earlier today at UCLA, there was a camp-in, okay? And what it was is basically a pro-Palestinian organizer said that law enforcement stood by and watched the violent clashes last night, Tuesday night, with counter-protesters. Why didn't they help? And then they provided a list of demands. And I'm going to just read a few of these to you. A list of demands from the UCLA Palestine Solidarity Encampment. Our demands: 1. Withdraw all UC-wide and UCLA Foundation funds from companies and institutions that are complicit in the Israeli occupation, apartheid, and genocide of the Palestinian people. Okay, so UC-wide and UCLA Foundation funds can't go to any companies in Israel. Okay, kids. So, let's see. Maybe you shouldn't use your phone. Maybe you shouldn't use Waze. Maybe you shouldn't use Google. Maybe you should take off half of the tech that you wear, because Israel, ostensibly, is Startup Nation. Many of the medical devices that maybe their parents and grandparents need to survive diseases were all born in Israel. But let's just put that to the side for a minute. They also want the demands to provide full transparency to all UC-wide and UCLA Foundation assets, including investments, donations, and grants. And here is the peak. Abolish policing. End the targeted repression and policing of pro-Palestinian advocacy on campus and sever all ties with the LAPD. This is the same crap that we heard out of the Black Lives Matter idiots 4 years ago. Meanwhile, they were complaining that the law enforcement just stood by and watched during violent clashes Tuesday night with counter-protesters. Actually, that was UCLA security, and they were not permitted. They weren't cops. They weren't permitted to enter the fray. They were going to get hurt. But they're demanding that law enforcement stood by and watched during the violent clashes, and people got hurt, and then they're saying that they want to abolish all policing. I can't make this stuff up, folks. We're dealing with a level of intelligence and irony that is laughable if it wasn't so tragic. I don't know what to say other than just to laugh at it. The demands of these Marxists and these anti-American radical leftists. They're indoctrinated brats. They hate, you know, privileged people. You know, most of these kids look like they're very privileged. Many of them are white. And I ask them, point to Gaza on a map, please. Show me where the West Bank is on a map. Without going to Google, tell me the name of the river that you want Israel to be wiped off the map, all of its people destroyed, and the name of the sea, and point it to me. You can't take any of these indoctrinated nut jobs hiding behind masks seriously. Yet colleges are. Why? Why are universities taking these people seriously? And a second thing, why are so many of these pro-Hamas protesters, little girls. Have you been hearing the chants? It sounds like sixth graders, middle school. What, they don't care about the Israeli women that were raped, tortured, and killed? Oh, no, that didn't happen. That's propaganda. That's a lie because our agitator in chief, she told us, you know, she's getting $3,000 to train us. She's giving us the chance. She's giving us the posters because Palestinians are oppressed. Where is Palestine anyway? Is Chick-fil-A still open? I want to go get my D.D. Reese cookies in Westwood. This is a level of stupid and dangerous stupid unlike I've ever seen. They're calling for intifada. Do they even know what intifada means? They had an intifada last night. Didn't go very well for those terrorists, did it? So which is it? Do you need police protection or do you want to defund the police? This is the stupidest generation, TikTok generation. And my children, my kids, I've got a 24 and a 19-year-old. They're smart kids. So not everybody in that generation is as stupid as what we're seeing here. And remember, there may be 1,000 people at Royce Hall and the Quad that we're seeing right now. There's 30-plus thousand students. So it's not like you've got 10,000, 15,000, half the cop. No. You've got what, 3%? And most of them are just there because it's cool. It's a part of history in their mind. They want to be a part of something. It's absolutely, I'm mortified by this level of stupidity. But more than that, I'm absolutely stunned that there are grown adults that are running these institutions of higher learning that are basically in the camp, in the bed, with these pro-terrorist supporters. After what we saw in October the 7th, after what happened, factually happened, 1,200 people were brutalized, were pummeled, women were raped to the point where they died from the wounds in their genitalia, dying while being raped and continued to be raped, their corpses, bodies melded together in fire, arms chopped off in front of kids before parents were shot in front of kids. I mean, there's so much more. And these kids take a look at what happened with kids their own age at the Nova Music Festival. Half of these kids probably were down in Coachella a couple weeks ago. The same thing. Nova Music Festival was Coachella for Israel. We're not educating our kids. We're dumb. We're dumb as a society. We're letting them sit on TikTok where they are being absolutely indoctrinated through propaganda and lies from people that literally want us to burn, all of us. I don't care if you're Jewish or Christian. You are, in their mind, the problem. And they're now getting many of our kids involved. Oh boy, this is going to be a fun summer, parents, when your kids come home with their keffiyehs around their neck, around their heads. Folks, we'll be back for hour number 3. Going to have great guests. We're going to talk more about this and a lot more at Realside Radio. Don't go away. We'll be back after the news.
Right now,